Come on, give him a praise. Give him a shout. He deserves all your praise. He deserves all the worship. He deserves all of you. He gave all of himself. Can we at least give him a little bit of ourselves? We have to learn how to engage in praise and worship. If you don't engage yourself in him, when the trials and tribulations come your way, well, you're going to want to learn real quick how to engage. That's just the honest truth. Because what happens is, if we don't know how to get into the presence of God ourselves, don't be asking for someone to pray for you. Don't be asking for someone to pray you through. Sometimes you got to learn how to encourage yourself in him. But how you do that is learning how to engage in him. You may not like the songs. You may not even like the way it's being presented to you. But sometimes you got to learn. It's not about the song. It's not about the lyrics. It's always about him. And when you can get into that place and understand who he is, he begins to minister to you. You think you're doing all the ministering by the shouting and hollering and this and that. He's ministering to you. But you have to know how to get there. See, I've seen for too long, and I was the first one. I'd be the first one to tell myself, I would get in trouble. I don't like this song, so I just don't. It doesn't move me. I don't feel it. And you know how we get, I don't feel that. Just not right. But you know what the Lord told me? He goes, quit looking for the feeling. Don't look for the goosebumps. Don't look for the feeling. Just look at me. Do you know that you can worship in your car as your stereo's playing? You know, when y'all are listening to your classic rock. You know, because y'all don't all listen to y'all's gospel music. Y'all listen to your music. And God can minister to you there. Why? Because your spirit engages in spirit. Yes, yes. Do you understand? And he begins to speak to you. It could be an AC/DC song. And all of a sudden he tells you something like, was that you, God? Or I know this is kind of, this music ain't just right. But are you speaking to me? He goes, how else are I going to get your attention?
That's right. Amen.
I need to speak to you somehow. Have you ever been asking God for an answer and you're just driving down the road? He just so happened to look at a billboard and there's your answer? Yes. That's God.
Amen.
Can we all say amen?
Amen.
You're about to get rebuked too, watch. Because if that's the only way he answers you by your physical eye, you haven't been trained to hear him when he speaks. I'm just going to tell you, how many of you do what I did? Lord, I need a word. That don't go. Lord, speak to me. Or we do this. That's not it. You know what God is saying? You need a word? Just go from the table of contents to the very end. There's your word. Oh, Jesus. Look. If you got to rely on this, and you're 15 years in serving him, you haven't grown. You haven't grown. Because you need him to show you. Can I point it out? Come here, prophet. Send over here. You a prophet? I call you a prophet. Get away, prophet. Well, you stand right here. Face this wonderful crowd, prophet. Come here, Ryan. Stand right here. Oh, this is good. This is good. Watch this. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Come here, mama. Come here. Yes, baby. It's your mama. Stand right here. Now, can y'all see the difference? Not size, age. Okay? The youngest to the eldest. See, y'all right away went younger. Y'all, shame on y'all. Here's what I want to point out. What I come to discuss and give her, will he understand? What I come and give to him for him to understand, he'll understand. She'll understand. What happens is we get stuck here. Will you speak to me the same way? But yet we've grown in our walk with God, but we're still relying on him to teach us like he taught us back then. Do you understand? Now watch. Here's what happens. It's called a spiritual stunting of the growth. Why? Because we get so reliant on, I need, do you cook at home? You don't cook at home? You don't make nothing at home, right? Okay, that's good. Maybe some cereal, right? Cereal? What about toast? You make toast? Do you cook at home? Mm-hmm. What do you cook? Tell me what you cook.
Chicken.
Ramen, top ramen. That's maybe that ain't cooking. That's heating up. But here's what I want to show you. The level of what he can do to the level of what he's able and capable of doing.
I don't cook.
Work with me.
I cook.
You cook, right? Tacos, enchiladas. But do you see the level of increase of knowledge and what you're able to do based upon how you learn to do it? For some of you that don't know how to cook, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm telling you is, I'm talking to you about the level of which you've acquired the knowledge to use. If you have grown in God, God is not going to feed you the cereal every morning. He's not going to give you the toast every morning. You may choose to want to eat that in the physical, but that's not what he's going to feed you. So some of us, we get to the level of God in maturity, but we still go back to the level of the cereal. Give me my Lucky Charms. No, that ain't there. And then that ain't working, so here's what we do. We go to the top ramen. Quick word. Prayer over disciple, not when Jesus saw the cross. Amen, thank you, Jesus. Thing, done. Are you following me? I'm giving you an example. Now, in the reality, what God wants us to do, can you just be still? You've had that time as a child in the kingdom of God. You grew up in the adolescent years to the young adult. You've learned in that area. I'm talking spiritual growth, not age. Spiritual growth. Now that you're at this spiritual level, I need to speak to you, but you're relying on your old senses, the old ways to hear from God. And what happens with that is you can go back to the old way and he ain't speaking. Or you can go and read a quick scripture or read a lot of scriptures. I'm good then. I guess I got the word. True maturity tells you, wait until you hear his voice. When you hear his voice, this is what he'll do. Confirm it in his word. Amen. Why? Because if it's not in here, it didn't come from him. It came from another spirit. Okay? That spirit could be you. It could be the enemy, or it could be the Spirit of God. How do you judge the word? By being still. When he speaks, he begins to show you in his word the blueprint for your life that is necessary to bring that word to pass. Amen? Now, another thing I want to point out, this is not even the message. I'm just trying to show you something. If I was to have you sit 3 hours in a chair, you'd probably have a hard time doing it, wouldn't you? If I was to have you sit 3 hours in a chair, you may do it, but you're... No, you won't be able to do it. If I was to have you sit 3 hours in a chair, she wouldn't be able to do it either. But if I had you to rest and lay and be silent and be still, here's the difference. If I told you to lay down and be still, could you do it? Could you do it? Could you do it? Then why do we wrestle with God? Amen. Why can't we just lay and be still in his presence so he can speak? But instead, we do the opposite. I'm waiting on you, God. Wait. You ain't answering. It ain't happening there either. You know, I got to go to work, right? My ramen's about to be, ding, there it is. Oh, you don't want to speak? And right as you begin to move out, he wanted to speak. You know what that's called? The tempering of God to teach you how to be still, and we don't like it. You know why? Because here's the word that binds you up. The gospel is about action. When you're sleeping, you're in action because your body's at rest, and it's still resting, being restored, and being silent to hear. How many of you have to have God speak to you in your dreams? Raise your hand, be honest. Is that how you have to have them? Because if he speaks to you during the day, we've got too many things going on. It's the truth. Some of us, we can be walking there and all of a sudden God speaks like, whoa. Okay. I only heard a snippet of that. I think that's you. But we take that, just that little snippet, and take off running. Whoo, I'm going to go make it happen. We all do it. No, look, all holy and sanctified, you do it too. God said that we need to go. We need to move this way. Here's where I'm going. He didn't say what year. He didn't say when. He didn't say how. And he didn't say in what direction. You wonder why we get so frustrated? Because we're maturing in God, but we're doing it with the mentality when we first got saved. Amen. You know what happens when you first get saved? Watch this. Do you have a lot of energy? Let me talk to my mama. Does he have a lot of energy? Huh? Okay, say it with joy, baby. You're looking like, yeah. A lot, yeah. A lot of energy. Mama, he has a lot of energy?
Yes.
Yeah? Have you seen him get tired? Oh, okay. What happens when he gets tired? Pass out. What happened when he gets tired? Oh, what's the difference? You see why I had to go to mama, right? What is the difference? A child knows when he's tired, just go to sleep. I love you. I love you. Mama loves you more. Yes. Why is it that when we are growing in God and we get so tired, we get so cranky? We get so mad at God. You ain't come through yet. Had me 21-day fast. I ain't seen nothing manifest. Made me give up my ramen. But you can have ramen. It's okay. I want to point something out. It's okay for them to eat ramen. Why? Because they'll burn it off fast. If I tell her to eat nothing but ramen, what will happen to her? Sickness. Why? Because what was once okay here is not okay here. Your body changes. I'm going to get real deep with you. What body changes? The body of Christ is moving, but yet we're staying back here. So we left this stage, but we got to this stage, and we want to stay here. Why? Because it's quick. I'm able to be in control. I'm able to put something in the microwave, and I know the timing it's going to be done. But when you get to this age, God doesn't give you the timing. Much less he doesn't even tell you when to put it in. He don't even tell you how much time to put on the clock. So you're waiting the whole time, having everything prepped, right? When you're cooking, you prep, you cut everything, get everything ready. But it's one thing when God says, wait till I tell you to go. I just cut all my vegetables. I got the water in the pot. I've got all my meat ready to start boiling. I'm just waiting on you. When God says go is when you go, not when you say go. You understand? Just trying to help you. Just trying to help you. We've got to enter the kingdom with the faith of a child. And watch this. This is the most important stage of faith. The child is still within this state. This child doesn't go here. Only this child goes here. To the level of faith that we grow in God, you still need the faith of a child to believe. I tell this child he's getting him a double scoop ice cream outside this church today. You can't tell him anything otherwise. Why? Because he's holding on to what I said to be truth. Can I go back a minute? I tell the adolescent stage, the young adulthood, I'm taking you to go have an all-you-can-eat buffet. But here's what happens at this state. Anxiety. Not the faith of a child. Anxiety because, well, when are we going? When are we going? How come we're taking so long? How come we're not there? Well, which one are we going to go to? I don't want to go to that one. I've been to that one. I want to go to the other one. What is the difference? The process in which he is processing the information is different than as a child. We've got to stay in the kingdom as a child by faith of what we hear, just believe. It's a message all by itself. So when it comes to the level of maturity here, we still have the faith of the child of the spoken word, the written word of what God has said is going to come to pass. But we're losing the adolescent state where we just want to rebel. I'm not saying you're rebelling. You're good. Do you understand? Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you very much. I said all that to say this. Learn to engage in him so that when you engage in his presence and engage in worship with him, you begin to learn something more about him where you're not going to your old this or your I got to fast to here. I got to do this. You just got to rest. Be still. We're so busy. So busy. Your body knows when to shut down and put you to sleep. Your mind doesn't. Your mind is always racing. Remember I asked the question, who needs God to speak to them in their sleep? It's because throughout your day, you've got too many things on your mind that when you're at rest, then he speaks. Your body's at rest, but your spirit is always awake. See? Now, you just had a lesson that's pretty deep and profound, but I made it as simple as possible as I could. Amen? So in our growth in God, be prepared to learn to be still, to wait on him, so he can show you something that he needs to show you, not about anybody else, but about you. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.